Everybody, welcome to Mat Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by the originator of Sunday Service, Rich Stambolian.
Hallelujah. And listen, this is the only wrestling show where the only MAGA we like starts with, ooh. That was my joke.
That's a nice joke. I like that.
That was a new MAGA joke.
That was a nice political joke.
Nice and easy.
Nice and easy.
I sat on that for a couple of minutes today. I was like,
when'd you come up with that?
In the afternoon? I was like, I'm going to bust this out.
Good for you.
Because I kept, sometimes like I'll walk around the house and go, ooh, MAGA. Like, what was his guy?
Umaga.
Can I introduce him?
Oh,
Pablo Francisco.
God, there's so much to talk about. So where do you want to begin? I actually want to comment on the Jim Cornette stuff.
Do you really?
I do.
Why?
Because people are surprised by, like, it's like a really shocked outrage. Mm-hmm. I think the most, if you're going to find any humor in this, is the fact that David Lagana recently did a bunch of interviews talking about how he edits the crap out of each episode,
and he literally
sits there all day editing so he could bring it and make it as short as possible, and they didn't catch this. The other thing is, so Jim Cornette's been on a rampage, right? Like, I get it. A lot of it is his shtick. He hates modern wrestling. He hates Kenny Omega. He hates the Young Bucks. Hates AEW.
But is it hate because he's trying to do an angle with these guys?
I don't know. I generally feel that he doesn't like this. He doesn't like modern wrestling at all.
Sometimes I don't see how that's possible, because the guy is such a massive wrestling and pop culture nerd.
He is. He really is.
You know? He's gigantic. Like, I was out of town and I saw like a comic book written by Cornette too. I didn't buy it, but I was like, for a dude who's been in the business so long, and like, it's just it's a weird situation, because what he said was something that he's probably said before, 30 years ago.
Oh, by the way, people sent me clips of him using that line, that phrase, whatever it is. He's used it multiple times. Okay, so it's not like it's not like he just pulled it out of nowhere. He has said this on WWE programming. He said this in interviews. So here's the thing. Very 2019, a very insensitive line.
Yes.
I don't think his intentions were in his mind.
Right.
I'm saying, not how it came off.
Yeah.
Or how it sounded. I don't think he intended it to be a racial joke.
Mm-hmm.
I think he intended it to be like a stupid, witty. He thought it was a witty line. And that witty line would have made it was a famine joke more than anything else, but a really poor choice of combination of words in that sentence.
In today's culture.
But it's, in any culture, by the way.
Any culture.
You know, 1995, that would have been, you know, you would have stopped and be like, oh, okay.
I'm not defending Jim Cornette, but
listen,
also,
none of us are.
You should not. Like, at this stage.
Know your audience.
At this stage in the game.
Know your audience.
Yeah, the internet is the internet, and that shit will blow the F up. We're hearing that the audio is a little low.
The audio is a little low?
Yeah.
Really?
Is this audio better? Should I talk like this?
No, keep talking. I don't know.
Should I keep talking like this?
I'll pot it up, and I'll figure it out.
So, the internet is the internet at this point. You know, like, everybody, it's cancel culture, right? Number two, it's probably a troll, like a bot troll today, saying, calling out Jim Ross for saying that Santana is no stranger to handcuffs, as he said that on last night's broadcast.
I don't think it was a bot. I think it's generally people believe that that's an offensive thing, considering the gimmick is that they're criminals, essentially, right?
They're like tough Bronx.
Queens, Bronx.
Yeah, they're tough. They're supposed to be like tough New Yorkian hoodlums, right?
Yeah.
And they're great. I have no problem with that whatsoever, and that's the purpose of wrestling commentary. When you don't have stuff like that, you get the bland nonsense that we get from who's the guy on Monday Night with Jerry the King?
Oh, God. Well, you know what? That's the opposite. Exactly.
You know,
not like, Tom Phillips. I wish it was Tom Phillips.
Me too. What's his name? Vic Savage? Victor Strange? Victor Hugo? It's Vic Joseph.
Vic Joseph,
again, not a knock on the guy.
Victor Santos.
It's not a knock on the guy, but It's one of those things where, like, that's what happens when you get bland commentary. You don't get the picture painted for you. We're not live. We're listening and watching in our homes. So you want that picture as detailed as possible. And for JR to say Santana, whose gimmick is a street thug, is no stranger to handcuffs, it makes you, it ups the cool factor. B, they're not, like, addressing, like, they're not addressing it in a poor fashion. Whereas you would never hear that from Monday or Friday commentary, right?
No, you wouldn't hear that on commentary. But he also got stuff on one of those AEW shows when they were talking. He said something about the Orient.
Right.
And people freaked out thinking that it's an offensive term, which it's not.
Yeah.
Can we take a pause for a second?
Yeah.
There is a big problem happening. Mm. I'm putting the camera on you. I'll be right back.
Is Kanye? Should I keep talking?
Yeah, no.
It's like, yeah, nah, no. All right, it's my show now. Get me out of here. All right. So, what did you guys like about NXT and AEW last night? I'm gonna start talking smack about Andrew. Seriously, Google the Sapphire Andrew Zarian Kanye thing. It's pretty funny. I don't know if you guys are Kanye fans, but his new album's pretty good, and this guy took a drop into religious bananasness in the next over the last like couple of weeks.
I'm gonna tell you what just happened.
I'm back.
Intern Deacon texts me just now.
Uh-huh.
And he said, listen, there's a big problem. There's a crazy vibrating buzz coming from the light in your bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? He goes, I think it's coming from the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. It's my toothbrush.
Sure.
The vibrating toothbrush.
Yeah, toothbrush.
But he's like, I think there's something in the ceiling.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't believe it was a toothbrush, though.
Oh, so there we go. Lauren Camaletti in our chat. Andrew, where's your baby tank top?
Yeah.
Lauren is my coworker, and she's harassing me.
You have a job?
I do have a job. I'm a strip club executive, apparently.
Lauren Camaletti. Do you wear tank tops to that job?
Yeah, I do.
Are you a bouncer?
I'm a bouncer.
You're a stripper?
I'm a stripper.
I'm a bouncer. I'm a bouncer and a stripper. It's a small place. I got to do two things at once.
Everybody say hi to Lauren. She's one of my favorite human beings on the planet. Only because she harasses me all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Where did we leave off?
We left off with, I don't remember. I had to think about that for a second. Great broadcasting, by the way.
Yeah.
By us.
well, it's all going to be edited out. So
the Jim Cornette stuff.
Okay.
That
so
we talked about,
he made a joke. I don't want to repeat it because I don't know exactly the words, but it was like a joke about, famine. And he used a bucket of chicken as a reference for Ethiopia. He said something like, it was actually an attempt to compliment Trevor Murdoch. And
right.
He used this line.
Attempt is the operative
word. I don't even remember what it was because it's so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
He said something along the lines of, Trevor Murdoch, strap a bucket of fried chicken or bucket of chicken on his back and get past something about Ethiopia. It was a dumb, ridiculous comment. I think there should be accountability on NWA's side with whoever left it on, and also him. Listen, you can't, it's a different era. I'm not gonna get into the logistics of was he being racist or was he
not.
even if he wasn't, with no intention of racial jokes, and put that aside, it's still a ridiculous line to use in 2019.
It only took 1 month to get there, too, for there to be, like, a problem. I feel bad for Billy Corgan. You think Billy Corgan's probably sitting there like, oh, no. It took 4 weeks for that to happen on NWA television on the YouTube show.
Yeah.
It took 8 weeks for NXT to whip out the big guns.
Listen. Big guns.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge
guns.
Yeah, but I'm trying to, I'm working, by the way, the ratings are coming out any minute.
Okay, excellent.
AEW ratings are going to come out. So I'm curious who won. Right now, before we see the ratings, do you think NXT beat AEW in the ratings?
I think this is going to be the closest week it's been. But And this, again, not a knock on Becky Lynch, but I think starting the show with Becky Lynch was a bad idea.
It was a bad idea.
I think they should have started it with Roman Reigns. I think they should have started with... It's not a knock on Becky. I just feel like that crowd was hot, but the AEW crowd was so much hotter. And I tweeted about this yesterday about how we should... At some point, we can talk... We could talk about the counter-programming that's involved, if there's any. So the opening 20 minutes of AEW was an awesome Rey Fénix versus Nick Jackson match.
Phenomenal.
Right?
Is this the... I think Nick Jackson put out the time frame that it was his first match. Singles match in like a crazy, like 800 days or something insane
like
that.
5 years or something.
Yeah.
And then the counter-programming to that was Becky Lynch coming out and getting called out by Rhea Ripley, which was a nice, awesome surprise. Then the segment ended with Shayna Baszler and like all that stuff. Great. And then they kind of the NXT stuff and the AEW stuff kind of flop back and forth. I feel like the NXT show was wild, but the AEW show had more direction.
Yes, it had more direction, but I do think NXT was the more entertaining show this week. And I think in the 8 weeks that we've been doing this, this I guess Wednesday Night War, it would have been the first time that I thought NXT's show was better.
Really?
Not just the wrestling. I actually enjoyed NXT more than AEW.
I thought there was a lot more storytelling.
By a margin.
By a hair.
I
think there was a lot more storytelling overall on AEW because what NXT obviously used to their advantage was the built-in story of Survivor Series, right?
Yeah.
And you had some really cool moments. They made Matt Riddle look like the champ of champs.
$1 million, right?
The bro of bros. Him beating Ricochet.
How quick was that match? Like 4 minutes?
No, it was longer than that. It was a good match. Him beating Ricochet, like demolishing him, just going nuts. And then him fighting off Undisputed Era, and then fighting off. Am I thinking about the right thing? He beat Ricochet. Nakamura and
Cesaro, and then Roderick came in.
And then he fought off Balor. That whole heel Balor thing is the best. And he ended up looking like he's like the NXT Roman Reigns at this point. You know, he's the Superman. Between him and Keith Lee, those are your two big guys. Physical big guys on that show. NXT was pretty fantastic overall. The tag match was really good. I think the NXT audience really loved seeing the revival again.
I thought NXT loved seeing everybody.
And who better than...
Kairi Sae and Nikki Bella cosplay. Yep. How about that? She came out with the hat backwards and everything.
Who better than...
Canyon?
Who better than Canyon? Who better than Undisputed Era?
I love them. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem, though, with this NXT show. They did nothing to build... They did nothing to build a pay-per-view for TakeOver. Everything was based around Survivor Series.
They did one thing with Ciampa before he attacked Rollins to build
I thought that was awesome, right? Wouldn't you want to see that singles match?
I want to see Ciampa versus everybody. But the fact, Seth, I don't know. It's tough. It's tough being a pro wrestler to begin with. It's even tougher when the company starts shoving you down the throat of everybody. And Seth has been on the receiving end of that awkward push for the last few months. Firstly, with the Becky Lynch stuff, which they dropped. With the, they're a power couple kind of thing.
Thank God. Because that didn't help anybody. I don't want to see couples on my wrestling. I don't. I don't want to know how much you love each other. Mm-hmm. I get it, dude. You know, I'm happy for them. But it just gets, there's nothing good that ever comes from these angles.
The Brock stuff, which was kind of whack.
Which Brock stuff?
Because he pinned Brock for the title.
Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, okay.
And then the weird finish to Hell in a Cell. So it's like the crowd, I think the crowd definitely is turning on Seth a little bit. Plus, people don't like how he called out other wrestlers that aren't in WWE.
Listen, I don't know why people really were upset over that. I do want to tell you, though.
Because they wanted to be the cool guy. Yeah, you were Tyler Black, dude. You're a Ring of Honor champ, dude.
I'm going to tell you how, and I'm not saying our audience, okay? But wrestling fans as a whole are sometimes ridiculous.
Yes.
I'm going to give you the best thing. So, you know Hannibal TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hannibal Buress TV.
Hannibal Buress. Bird up. So Hannibal TV reposted a video that I posted like 10 years ago of Damien Demento attacking me.
Right.
That's okay. Great. Attacked me. Beat the crap out of me in my house. Mm-hmm. By anybody watching, I would say that's a work.
Okay.
Right? Do you know, I've figured out, I think I am the greatest actor on this planet.
Okay. All right, Kanye.
I am the Kanye West of acting at this point. I am the greatest. Okay. There's no one better than me. I was at dinner with a group of people, and they're like, hey, dude, listen, I saw this thing about you getting beat up by Damien Demento. That was nuts.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was a work. And they looked at them. They're like, are you kidding me? That was great. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's like wrestling fans think like, oh, my God, it was so chaotic. It's crazy.
It's real.
It's real. Or I'm just the greatest freaking actor ever.
You know when we were at the Garden show and that Enzo and Cass running?
Yeah.
That was a good example of like, oh, this is real, right? Where people thought it was like super real. That being said, I really wish there was a camera on you for your Bubba Dudley interaction.
Which Bubba Dudley?
When he chopped you and made you drink at the
that was real
at the old boob club. You wanted,
yeah, when I was at Sapphire and Bubba Ray Dudley chopped the crap out of me and poured Jack Daniels all over me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said some not so nice words that I don't want to repeat.
But then he was like super nice about it.
Yeah, he was super nice about it. he was great.
He cut a promo on you.
Yeah,
he beat you up a little bit.
Yeah.
All in the confines of the Boob Club.
I love it. The Boob Club. I want that shirt. The Boob Club instead of the Bullet Club. Love it.
That'd be great.
Was
this before? Was this when Damien Demento was painting on you when he had that segment?
He was painting on me nude.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I have a painting in my house right across from me. It's Damien Demento.
It's a good painting.
It's a great painting. He's a very talented artist. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the CM Punk situation. So CM Punk's back to some extent. He showed up on WWE Backstage on FS1. So just to give people some idea here, their first show did about 48,000 viewers.
Yeah.
This show did 180,000. Up 80,000 from last week. Mm-hmm. So obviously he's still a draw. This is my take on this, and I'm going to it's been very polarizing, this conversation, where people hate him, people love him. Mm-hmm. People are they truly believe he's making his WWE return. I'm just going to say this. Everything that is WWE branded goes through WWE.
Right.
Yes, his contract is with Fox.
Yes.
But WWE gets final say in what goes on that TV. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, if Vince doesn't want somebody on that show or doesn't want a topic discussed, it's not going to happen. I understand this is a Fox production, but it's with partnership of WWE.
Right.
You're not going to – Fox isn't going to be like, you know what? It's great for our brand new content partner. Mm-hmm. Let's bring the guy back that they hate.
Right.
And that'll show them.
Well, my theory behind this whole thing is that it's CM Punk's pipe bomb promo come true in a weird way, where Vince okayed it knowing that he's the ultimate guy that he's probably always had that won't yes him to death.
I guess so. I think the whole thing is messy. Obviously,
he's the only guy that they've ever had that really doesn't want to yes the company to death, and he's never done that. His first episode, he was like, "Yeah, that Roman Reigns Baron Corbin stuff, no thank you," and kind of went and like the Lana thing and the tweeting stuff and the Seth Rollins stuff. Like, he's the guy who says no thank you. You know, like, it should be better. But I think that at the end of the day, that's always what he wanted to say. It could be better. It should be better. It could be the greatest thing on earth if you let it, but it's not organic. It's too overproduced.
Yeah.
Could I curse?
Yeah.
Could I do my impression
of... Want me to dump you?
No.
Okay.
Could I do my impression of the internet and CM Punk returning?
Okay, yes.
Before CM Punk came back, they were like, yo, CM Punk, where are you? I can't believe you left us. And then the minute that news dropped, it was like, fuck you, you sellout. You fuck. You fuck. Like, they immediately turned. Immediately turned. And I'm like, yo, where are all these people? Why are they calling him a sellout? Who gives a shit? Like, he had an offer from AEW.
I don't know what kind of offer he had. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. I think, you know, Tony Khan
said,
"We'll
let you keep the T-shirt, buddy."
it was the beginning of a conversation that he didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. To me, here's where I stand. If he comes back, great.
Great.
I think it. I'm. If he comes back, I think it'll be great business. Mm-hmm. I think him with Seth already, they're building that feud. By the way, you don't think, who doesn't believe that's a feud? That they're working.
I don't believe that they're 100% working. I think Punk is just like, listen, man, like, I get it.
He got that nice promo on him at the end.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. If Punk's going to, like, if it's going to be anybody, I don't want it to be Seth. You know? It's a marquee match, yes. But for me as a fan, it doesn't have legs. What would have legs is, since Survivor Series is in friggin' Chicago, that this dude showed up on, like, Team Raw, SmackDown, or NXT.
I think, you know what? I'm not going to say no.
Right.
By the way, I don't know anything about this. So this is my
team
opinion.
You mean Team NXT?
I think if he showed up...
Uh-huh.
And let's say for some reason Hunter's involved in the NXT side, and it's a fucking, it's a brawl happening, and here comes CM Punk and he takes out Triple H. You're going to tell me that that it's not going to blow up?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I if that place, and also Survivor Series, they've been doing these things at Survivor Series the last couple of years.
Sting
came back, it's in Chicago.
Yeah.
If there was a moment to have him show up and to say, you know what, guys, let's start over.
We blew it. You know,
let's do it. You want to talk about publicity, and you want to talk about shooting at AEW in a way, saying like, listen, yeah, you guys are winning in that rating thing on Wednesdays, but take a look at this.
This is why we're so great.
This is why we're so
great.
We brought
CM Punk back.
Because no matter how much people say we suck, we'll just grab them.
Absolutely. That's a really good point, too. And more to the point that there's got to be some stuff backstage where they're like, yo, he doubled our viewership. He almost tripled our viewership for a show that's on at 11 o'clock at night on a Tuesday. Right? Backstage stars. Who are you talking to?
No
right
one. No one.
You playing music? You got your garage band going?
I'm playing garage band. Let me. I'm being a DJ. I'm making songs for Kanye.
Got to finish these beats. I'll show Kanye. That fucking sellout. half those tweets of CM Punk being a sellout were from Andrew, by the way, from separate bot accounts. but for them to turn around and not utilize this guy, and also not capitalize on the fact that they can do the behind the scenes stuff, which they love to do, like that whole Kurt Angle thing turned into like a documentary.
That was great. Also, the behind the scenes stuff of Punk showing up at backstage was cool, where he had to cover his head and he did this whole thing. Listen, man, I find it bizarre that people dislike him so much. I don't dislike anyone that I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know
this guy. He made a business decision for himself. He wasn't happy.
Yeah.
So let him. How does he impact you?
Right.
Yeah, you're a fan. It's disappointing. He's not around. Yeah, of course I'm disappointed. But who cares? Mm-hmm. Why are you so invested in him?
I think it's very fascinating. Also, that crowd is going to be chanting for him the entire night.
Oh, my God.
You know?
It's going to happen. Like, and they know this.
And plus, like, regardless of the fact that, like, A, it's one thing to chant it in Chicago, but it's one thing to chant it and there'd be a possibility of this dude being there. It's going to be – I still say he had the greatest pop in modern wrestling.
When he came back?
In 2014 versus John Cena at Money in the Bank.
No, that was 2011.
Was it 2011?
Yes, he quit in 2014.
Oh, man.
Your years are off.
2011, Money in the Bank, July, in Chicago. That was the best pop of the modern age.
Yeah, you tremendous. Let's talk about Survivor Series really quick. There's so much wrestling to go through. I don't want to go. Raw's been weird. I have to tell you, my attention span on Monday Night Raw has been terrible. Same with SmackDown. It's been I just no momentum.
Right.
The NXT stuff has been the momentum for me, which I've really liked. But at the end of the day, there's been very little momentum.
How awesome do you think Ciampa felt with the crowd booing Rollins and cheering Daddy's home? when Ciampa showed up yesterday.
Yeah. He's so good, mm-hmm. Ciampa.
All right.
So here's a card. We got eight matches on this card, okay? One match that everybody's forgotten about is Brock Lesnar versus Rey Mysterio in a no-holds-barred match. Why are the first matches now gimmick matches? Everybody's doing this, which I hate.
Do you want to do the War Games card first?
Do you want to do...
It's the night before.
I guess so. Yeah, let's do that. You're smart. You're
it's
a smart boy.
Thanks, bro. It's at the Rosemont in Illinois, right?
The Rosemont Horizon.
Four matches. Again, this is your stipulation gimmick match. Pete Dunne versus Killian Dane versus Damian Priest in a triple threat match to determine the number one contender for the NXT Championship the next night at Survivor Series.
I got a question for you.
Shoot.
Do you feel like since going on TV,
mm-hmm.
Guys like Pete Dunne have suffered?
Mm.
I've lost some interest in him.
I think out of these three guys, I think Killian Dane suffered the most. Because he was on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And he was part of Sanity. I don't know why they broke up Sanity, man. That was such a good faction.
It was a great faction.
Yeah.
They've done nothing with Eric Young.
Yeah. I think he's more of a producer now.
Yeah. Damian Priest, the former Punishment Martinez.
Big dude.
Big dude.
Good look.
Great voice on him.
Mm-hmm.
His pipes are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. But I fear he's another Baron Corbin.
Do
you know why I say that? Because they tend to kind of... This guy has momentum.
Yes.
And he's 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they... They have a great difficulty taking a guy that's a big guy and making him into a big guy.
With certain people.
I mean, the last...
Keith Lee, great big guy.
He's still too early.
Okay.
Still too early. But I like this guy. He's 37 years old. He's not a young guy either.
Eric Roman, believable big guy.
Eric Roman. Yeah, but again, they've never taken that and made it into like he's the next monster.
Yeah. That's true. Okay.
So who do you have in that? I just want to say we are trying to do a watch along.
Yeah. We're gonna figure this one out.
Yeah.
For you guys.
All right, go ahead. Sorry about that.
Pete Dunne versus Killian Dane versus Damian Priest. I'm going with Pete Dunne because I think they definitely want that NXT pop between Pete Dunne and Adam Cole on the next night.
Huh. I'm going to go with Damian Priest.
Okay.
I don't know why.
All right. Matt Riddle versus Balor. I want heel Balor to win this so bad.
So this was going to be Gargano.
Versus Balor,
but he's hurt.
Legit hurt.
Yeah, legit hurt.
All right. Next
so
match.
So you're going with Balor, you said? Or
going with Balor.
Okay, I'm going to go with...
Matthew Riddle?
I'm going to go with a DQ.
Okay. The Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen.
The Undisputed Era versus... the Undisputed Era versus Ciampa, Keith Lee, Dominik Dijakovic, and the TBA.
So Turnbuckle Annie.
Turnbuckle Al?
Turnbuckle Al.
So... The mystery in that Triple H has said, it's going to blow your mind.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who could it be?
So I'm saying the Gargano thing might be a work.
You're saying the Gargano thing may be a work and he's moved into this.
And it's going to be Johnny Wrestling.
Okay. Or?
Here are my possibilities.
Okay.
John Morrison.
That's a great thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which would be weird, but...
You know what? You know. I think you're 100% on this.
Thanks,
I think John Morrison.
All right, John Morrison.
Okay.
Maybe Kushida, but I don't think that would be like...
Who would blow your mind?
Who would blow my mind? If it was somebody from Raw or SmackDown.
How about Kanye West?
Oh, that would definitely blow my mind. I think if it was somebody from Raw or SmackDown to join the team.
Maybe Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens would be great.
I think they're going to keep Kevin Owens for the Survivor Series, right? That's
Kenny
what they'll
Omega.
Do.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? It's a KO. It's a Kenny Omega.
Mm-hmm. It's not. It's the wrong KO.
It's the wrong KO.
Or like Sammy or something. I don't know.
Someone right. Blow your mind. I don't know. Yeah. On the babyface side.
Yeah.
Velveteen.
That would be great too because like he's supposed to be coming back, right? But for Triple H to say, like, this weekend is going to blow your mind, I really want to see what this surprise is.
Okay.
Rhea Ripley, Candice LeRae, Tegan Nox, and Mia Yim versus Shayna Baszler, Io Shirai, Bianca Belair, and Kaylee Ray. I think that's going to be fun. This is the first female War Games match.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, oh, well, who do you think takes the men's War Games match?
I would like it to be Undisputed Era, but I think Ciampa needs that win on that side.
Yeah, I'll agree with you.
Let's go with the baby faces.
Okay, and then for the ladies, I'm going to say the heels take it.
Yeah, let the heels take it.
Yeah.
Interesting how none of the four horsewomen are ready for this, you know?
But they've showed up.
They're everywhere, but they're not on this team.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a nice and concise, like, yeah, takeover. There's always surprises. You never know who's going to show up.
Not maybe, a good build for this, though.
No, maybe Morrison will be in the audience. Somebody always do that.
Maybe it's Hunter.
Ugh.
What if it's Hunter?
No, thanks. He's another guy that'll make everybody look like he's playing with their kids.
I know.
Like, if you're, can we talk about that real quick? Like,
yeah,
after,
yeah.
Do you want to do that after this?
Go ahead.
So last night on AEW, they had the 12-man
Battle Royal,
and Billy Gunn is so gigantic,
so huge,
that he made everybody look like his child.
And you know what was the topper of that?
Mm.
His bootleg DX theme he came out to.
Oh, so good.
It was the DX theme,
uh-huh,
but changed just enough.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
And also, like, he's the guy now. He's so big compared to everybody that he gets the pile up and he bursts out of the pile up.
He did the giant spot.
Yeah.
He did the big man spot.
He did the big man spot. I want to see what he looks like standing next to
Marco.
Marco Stunt probably comes up to his waist. I want to see what he looks like standing next to Luchasaurus and Jack Hager, whatever.
They're both big boys.
Yeah. That's it. That's my Billy Gunn rant.
Okay. Good.
My wife came home as soon as Billy Gunn got on TV, and I was like, I'm going to have to not pay attention to you for like 5 minutes.
Did you take your pants down and just start screaming you're an ass man?
Started slipping and sliding all over the place.
Sunny Kisses twerking.
Hysterical.
Yeah. Let's talk about Survivor Series really quick.
Okay.
So we have Adam Cole. This is for the NXT Championship on Survivor Series. So this whole... everything is going to be separate. Not anymore.
Exactly.
That's gone. Adam Cole versus the winner of the triple threat match.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see who that is. The Fiend versus Daniel Bryan for the WWE Universal Championship. The Universal title now is blue.
That's fine. Brand specific.
Fine.
I'm excited.
Are
they going to change the other belt to red again?
God, I hope not. I like that regular. I like that title.
Like the black strap?
Yeah, don't mess it up. What do you think of this? Because this is a match that got put on out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
It seems very last minute.
Yeah.
Thought process. Daniel Bryan, that promo he cut on SmackDown, it didn't come off as a babyface promo whatsoever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would be very surprised if Daniel Bryan wins this match. But maybe because it's Survivor Series and a lot of these angles go away, that just a throwaway match like last year. I don't know. What do you think?
We've always said that Bray Wyatt doesn't need the belt, right?
Bray does not need the belt.
Right. And we've always said that. Like, he does not need the belt.
He's like the Undertaker.
To be over or to have a presence. I wouldn't mind seeing Daniel Bryan win. I also wouldn't mind seeing him get, like, completely murdered by the Fiend. Like, straight DQ style, you know? Like, just... demolishing him, taking him under the ring or whatever. Maybe a little bit of blood. And no red lights. That'd be great.
Oh, God, I hope no red lights.
I'm looking forward to that one,
actually. So this match I'm looking tremendously forward to. AJ Styles, United States Champion. Shinsuke Nakamura, Intercontinental Champion. Roderick Strong, North American Champion. Ooh. In a battle of the continents.
Right.
For brand supremacy in a triple threat match. I expect this to be the match of the night. If it's not...
Yeah.
There is something really wrong in pro wrestling.
Yeah. Roddy's tremendous, man.
This is an indie booking dream.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Has this ever happened on the indies?
No.
Or in Japan?
No. Never happened.
Or in Ring of Honor?
Nope. Nothing? Never happened.
Wow. I'm hoping it's awesome. Roddy is awesome. He can work with anybody. Nakamura's, like, heel Nakamura is what you want. And AJ Styles as, like, just BC OG AJ Styles works very well for this. I'm going to say 10-minute match, Roddy with the win.
I'm going to go with Nakamura with the win because Roddy and AJ kind of kill each other.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. Let's do the team stuff later.
Go. Okay.
Brock versus Rey in a no-holds-barred match for the WWE Championship.
In a who-cares match.
You know what? I always like seeing them work together. I think that's going to be a surprisingly decent match.
Does Dominic interfere?
They call him Dominic Mysterio, which I think is hysterical.
How about
Kane Velasquez?
Kane.
It's going to be the other Kane.
It's got to be. It's Kane.
If Rey comes out with Kane, Brock has to come out with Kane.
If Rey comes out with Kane, Brock has to come out with Kane.
So you have
have a Kane versus Kane match.
A Kane on a Kane match.
Kane on a Kane. This is going to be a quick match, right?
Yeah.
You think this is opening the show so Brock could go home?
I don't know. I think Mysterio is going to win.
Oh, my God.
That would be so great. I think he's just like, yeah, I'm the champion again.
All right, now it's our team matches.
All right, Becky Lynch versus Bayley versus Shayna Baszler. I think this has the potential to be match of the night.
This could be a great match.
I'm going with Bayley.
All three of them, great workers. You going to go with Bayley?
I'm Bayley.
I'm going to go with Becky.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Becky Lynch.
These are all brand supremacy matches, by the way.
God.
So Viking Raiders, Eric and Ivar versus the New Day, Biggie and Kofi, who are the SmackDown champions, versus the Undisputed Era, Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly, in a brand supremacy match. I think this is going to be a really good showcase for Bobby Fish and O'Reilly.
And also the Viking Raiders.
They don't need a showcase, though, because every match they've had has been pretty fantastic. You know, since they got rolling and people got over like the Viking botch stuff in the beginning, you know what I mean?
You know what? Here's a question for you. How many people watching Survivor Series have an idea who Bobby Fish is?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking about that. Like,
or Roddy Strong
or Roddy or Bobby Fish or Kyle O'Reilly. Yeah. Like, obviously, they know the top, you know, guys. I mean, they are top guys in NXT, but. Mm. When you had like Samoa Joe and Finn Balor and Shinsuke Nakamura and Kevin Owens, like those were different. I'm curious because Bobby Fish and I mean they're phenomenal, but I'm curious how the crowd is going to react. It's Chicago, so it should be fine. But
good wrestling town. Yeah. I think they're going to pop. I think Undisputed Era is going to get the bigger pop of the night because they're such a good team.
They're a phenomenal team.
I love Kyle O'Reilly. All right, Team Raw for the ladies. Five on five. They have to. I feel like this ring is not going to last.
By the way, we don't have an NXT team.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Big Show.
For the women. Big Show. Nikki Bella. Kane. Kane Velasquez.
So Team Raw is Charlotte, Natalya, Asuka, Kairi Sane, Sarah Logan. Right? Who hasn't been around much?
Sarah Logan has not been around much at all.
Team SmackDown is Sasha Banks, Carmella, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, and Nikki Cross. A good team.
Okay.
TBA for Team NXT.
Turnbuckle Allison.
That's Turnbuckle Ann.
And.
I don't know. You can say probably Rhea Ripley.
Probably Rhea. Whoever. I don't
Candice
know.
Candice LeRae.
All of it. Yeah. Who knows?
Whoever won War Games.
They don't really have too many to choose.
They got a good number.
The top people from that War Games match, I'm sure.
Yeah. They have Team Raw, Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, Ricochet.
Randy Orton.
Versus Team SmackDown, Roman Reigns, Mustafa Ali, Braun Strowman, King Corbin, and Shorty G. Ugh.
Versus TBA.
And that lineup makes me feel bad for Roman Reigns.
Okay. let's repeat that, okay? So this is the lineup. So you got Seth Rollins, Drew, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, and Ricochet.
What a team.
Great team.
What a team.
Against the greatest compilation of riffraff and misfits.
The misfits, yeah.
Roman Reigns, Mustafa Ali, Baron Corbin, Braun Strowman, and Shorty G.
All talented, by the way.
Well, very talented.
But not, like, look at that. Again, there's Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, and Ricochet. That's a solid team.
Listen, Roman Reigns, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Baron, okay. Braun, okay. Mustafa Ali, fine. I get they're pushing him. The rest, it's like Baron Corbin and Shorty G. Okay.
It's almost like they slapped them together.
Versus NXT. Who's on this NXT team?
CM Punk. Shawn Michaels. Triple H.
You know what? I'm telling you right now, Hunter's in this match.
You think so?
Hunter's in this match.
Oh my god.
I'm telling you.
That'd be hysterical.
I'm telling you. Hunter's gonna come out. They're gonna go through everybody. So you're gonna get Ciampa in this, right? Let's say we put Ciampa. Adam Cole obviously is not in this. Who else do you have? You put Ciampa in.
Keith Lee,
Matt Riddle. Okay.
Dijakovic. And then your final guy, your surprise guy.
Triple H.
Mm-hmm. You think so? That'd be his style. Yeah. So good. If it was Triple H, Shawn Michaels, CM Punk. How much would fans just poo themselves with excitement?
I would love it. I would love Triple H to come at it. And here comes CM Punk at the end when he's about to win the match. CM Punk comes for Team WWE, dismantles him.
Oh, so good. See, if they were going to do anything with Punk, it would be something like that. Have him come out with a hot pop, and that's it.
You know, in typical WWE way, isn't it amazing that the one angle that made him want to leave the company is what he could possibly come back to
Survivor
and be his WrestleMania. Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, so nuts, man.
Finn Balor. We forgot Finn.
Balor.
Oh, Balor will be in that.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You would have to. I mean, he's a huge name.
Mm-hmm. I'm also surprised that they're not doing anything with Gallows and Anderson. Apart from just them they showed up on NXT a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And these guys have been in every brawl since then on like TV to end the TV. They're ending TV.
I don't know, man. I think the build up, they mixed everything together. It just shows they had no plan for this. By the way, this was not 8 weeks ago when NXT went on TV, we came on here and we said, in due time, everybody's going to be on that show.
8 weeks.
When the ratings come out in about 10 minutes, and all of a sudden, NXT blew the freaking roof off the rating.
Yeah.
If that happens, expect this to happen all the time, where all these guys now go back and forth.
Flopping.
The brand split is over.
Right.
That's out the window.
Right.
They can't stick to anything more than like 2 months.
You know, if Finn is part of that match, it's going to end up being Roman, Seth, and Finn as the bottom three.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're kind of like, it's the WWE's way of saying, yeah, we're going to give you what you want, but also not. You know, like just that corporate kind of mentality. I think it's funny. I think it's going to be great. I feel like this Survivor Series is going to give me a lot of anxiety because you're getting there's so many people involved.
Yeah.
Like it's just a lot. You know, like every match has like 85 people in it.
Yeah,
15 dudes on the ring for, geez, like how many matches? Right, 15 person matches and 1 6 person tag match. Right, yeah.
What did you think of AEW last night?
I really enjoyed it. Again, like talking about bigness, Mox, surprisingly giant dude compared to Darby Allin.
I mean, Darby's a little boy.
Yeah.
I don't say that in a bad way. He's a little guy. I thought the best part was Jericho walking through the back, that commercial breaks segment where he's walking through the back and here's Marco.
Yeah.
And he tells one of the guys in the back to why is his son walking around shirtless? Just so good.
Jericho is on the top of the food chain right now. He's the best, and I think he's the best because he can say anything he wants, and it's always entertaining.
And you know what? The show's really good because it's so different.
Yeah.
It doesn't do the same pacing that WWE generally does, and even TNA did.
Yeah.
I thought that match was great, that Darby Allin and Moxley match. The finish, that DDT.
Ridiculous.
Holy moly.
The body bag stuff was awesome.
What is it called? The paradigm shift? Yeah. Yeah.
The body bag stuff was awesome. Also, I think it's hysterical that it always looks like Jack Hager is going to start giggling.
With
Jericho.
Chris Jericho? Oh, my God. Yeah, he was trying everything.
Even with the backstage thing when he like made him grab the hard hat he could see he was just like kind of like giggling a little bit, and this, in the ring too when he had to say I'm sorry.
Jericho reinvented himself once again. It's amazing.
He's eventually going to turn
say what
into,
you want.
Yeah, he's eventually going to turn into Tony Clifton. I think that's what's going to happen. spaghetti. I think that's what's going to end up being, and he's going to be heralded as a genius. But he is in this very heralded Terry Funk position.
He is, yeah. Okay. And to be honest, I'm not looking forward to him dropping a title.
No.
They really haven't. This is actually one thing I'm going to tell you.
Tell.
AEW has not done a great job at building that number one contender. Mm-hmm. Right? Cody was the guy. They did the thing with Cody. He lost. Okay. So now who's your guy?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the fear to put the title on Kenny or Cody that has prevented them from doing that.
Yeah.
I know that they're attempting to create this strong mid-card to kind of go up, but guys, you know, it's okay for Kenny Omega to be that guy.
Right.
Kenny, it's okay.
He's already AAA champion right now. He doesn't need more belts.
But you know what I mean? Like, I think if they wait longer, the stock is starting to drop on some of these guys.
You think so?
When the Young Bucks are losing and Cody is losing and Omega's losing.
And Pentagon's non-existent?
And Pentagon's non-existent. I'm a little concerned with that, and I'll tell you why. If I'm the new wrestling fan, right? If I didn't follow Being the Elite, which a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
If I wasn't a Ring of Honor fan, or if I wasn't a New Japan fan, I find this new wrestling thing called AEW, and all of a sudden now I'm hearing about Kenny Omega and how everybody's talking about he's the best wrestler in the world, and all I see him do is lose. That's a little bit of a problem.
That's kind of tough too. Well, it's a tough road to hoe, especially when you're in a position of power, you know. And Cody addressed that in his promo a couple of weeks ago. Same thing with Kenny and the Bucks. You know, like you want to see them win, but it might not happen for a while. They might not get those big wins for a while. I also really enjoyed how they really played up during the Darby Allin and Mox match the standings.
Yeah.
So Mox is fourth in line for a title shot.
And, oh, is that what they said?
Yeah. And
I didn't hear
and
that.
Darby
part.
Allin is fifth in line.
Oh, interesting.
So I think with the win last night, he like Mox moved up a little bit.
Moved
which
up
is really
to third.
Cool.
Who's first and second?
It's
MJF and what's his name, right? And Hangman, because they won the Battle Royal.
Well, they're doing that deciding thing for the ring next week.
Yeah.
And also Scorpio Sky, I think.
Oh, yeah, he's number one contender.
Yeah, he's getting groomed to be a top guy.
You know what? I kind of like it. And talk about the continuity. They planned this because they did that whole thing, you'll never get a title shot.
Right.
When Jericho won, which I really liked. They're really conscious about that stuff, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
They got too many breaks in between the pay-per-views, quarterly pay-per-views that they're planning on doing.
Yeah.
It's hard, especially when you got to build 2-hour TV every single week.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to give away a lot of these big-time matches.
Yeah. You have to.
You have to. And I think if they added a couple more in between and lowered the price of the pay-per-view, they would be in a better position with that.
I agree with that.
$50. Listen, I came from the pay-per-view. Both of us. We came from the pay-per-view generation.
Oh, yeah.
We paid that every single month for wrestling.
Including a franchise fee.
And a franchise fee.
On cable,
yeah. So for us, we grew up in that era. But there's an entire era of pro wrestling fans out there, especially AEW's fan base, because it's younger, that has no concept of why I should pay $50 to watch this one thing.
Right.
To be honest, it's a draconian concept when it comes to television rights and stuff like that.
Nice.
You like that?
Nice vocabulary.
You like that.
I like that. That's very good. You fucking sell out.
You sell out using big words.
I agree with you 100% on that. And plus, we're spoiled by the network. It's $10 a month. It is one of the best $10 a month ever. Netflix, WWE Network,
Disney
Plus.
I got it.
I got it too.
Listen, I got kids.
Jerry's still out. I don't got kids.
I got kids. They freaking love
it. I got a wife that loves Disney. But I agree with you 100%. $50 is
$39.99, even more justifiable for a lot
of
people.
Absolutely.
I get why it has to be 50. It's a rev split. They don't that money's not going all to them. The cable providers also play a major part in this fee. BR Live plays a major part in this fee. It's not AEW deciding it, but I'm sure they would really like more than 100,000 people ordering the pay-per-view. By the way, the most ordered pay-per-view that TNA ever did was like 60,000.
Wow.
So they have surpassed this.
Yeah.
Impact.
Oh.
TNA.
What's John Dean Bros doing in the Impact
John
Dean Bros,
yeah. Let's get questions ready, guys. 50 minutes into the show. So get your questions ready. Submit them in the chat room, and we'll do our best to answer them.
If it was $25, I'd be so down with that. I think Pac is also in the standings. He's in, like, the top five for wins. They have a lot of guys to play with. You know what I really want to see after last night's show?
What?
I want to see Hangman and Billy Gunn versus MJF and that other big dude that they got. Wardlow? Is that his name?
Wardlow. Yeah. Big muscle dude.
I think if you get the two, like, cowboy guys, Billy Gunn and Hangman.
Make Billy a cowboy again.
Right? That would be so great. And I think they have a lot in common.
Here we go. Got the ratings, by the way.
But standing next to Billy Gunn, nobody looks as big. All right, go ahead.
You ready?
I'm ready.
AEW did 893,000.
893,000.
Okay.
AEW.
AEW. And 893. And NXT did 916.
Ooh, very close.
Yeah, they beat them by 20,000. Less than 20,000 viewers.
Very close. So those 20,000 viewers were like, love
that's
Seth Rollins.
So let's break this down, guys. Mm-hmm. Breaking news. 983 and 916. Mm-hmm. Let's see the key demos here. 18 to 48 male. It did a 0.50. Mm-hmm. Strong rating. They did terrible in 50+. While NXT actually did a 0.40 with 50+.
Wow.
Which is down. So look at the difference. They did a 0.20. Sorry. Mm-hmm. It's hard to read the line 1 through 3. 0.29 and a 0.40. They did a 0.30 for 18 to 48 demo. 0.39. And they did a 0.52. So they're still winning in that demo, that key demo. But... Mm-hmm. Way more people tuned in to see the WWE guys on NXT.
Wow. And that's only going to be 1 week.
And listen, I told you that they're going to do this more often.
You think so?
Yeah. They traded the difference, essentially. There was no big leap here.
Did you notice?
893, down 7%, 8th place in the demo. NXT, 916, up 22%, 14th place in the demo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you see the Vince sucks sign?
No, where?
In the AEW audience last night?
No.
I think it said suck it Vince or Vince suck
who's
it.
Who said in AEW?
And there was like a fan sign the whole night. Suck it Vince.
Yeah.
There's a suck it Vince sign. Also Bash at the Beach.
Bash at the Beach. Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about Bash at the Beach.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Cody apparently went on a copywriting spree online.
Trademark
spree some time ago and ended up getting Bash at the Beach back because WWE had let it lapse. Now, this is one of Dusty's creations, right?
This was one of Dusty's creations.
It involved a beach. It involved motorcycles, right?
Yes. Did it involve motorcycles?
Your favorite pay-per-view at Sturgis.
Sturgis was not Bash at the Beach.
It wasn't it?
No.
What was that?
Hog Wild.
Oh, yeah. That makes more sense. Oh, Bash at the Beach is when Hogan turned.
No, that was great. Was that? No. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Bash at the Beach, July. First event, 1994. Last event, 2000. Mm. Cass, Stacy Keibler. That's what it says on Google right now.
Oh, boy.
Cass, Stacy Keibler. They had... The first one was in Orlando at the Amway Theater. The main event was Ric Flair versus Hulk Hogan for the WCW title. The Outsiders and Hulk Hogan versus Sting, 1996. That was the moment. That was the turn. Daytona Beach. They seem to have always done Daytona Beach. So they did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of the 7 Daytona Beach and the rest in Florida and the rest in California.
Wow.
I think that's a great concept. So it's going to be split into two separate episodes, right? One is going to be taking place in Miami. At the, I forgot the theater, and the Amway Arena, whatever it is. I forgot what it is. Maybe I made that name up totally. I don't know why. And the rest is going to be on Jericho's Cruise that's going to be filmed for Dynamite.
That's going to be fun.
I'm curious how that's going to look. Logistically, I cannot imagine it's live, right?
Unless they're docked.
Unless they're docked.
right?
I guess.
Because what? Because
they would have to be docked to do rides. You do not fun being on a cruise.
Well, last time, didn't they do it in the middle of the ocean because they had some guys who were under contract or something like that? And they had to do, if they did it in international waters, it was okay.
Is that what it was? Really? I don't remember this.
I remember reading that or him saying that. Where, like, you have to be like certain miles out to sea for some of these guys to be able to wrestle, and they taped it. Cruise ships are gigantic, dude.
I don't remember what the story there was.
I think
I hope that's true. I think that's fascinating.
I think a docking and a streaming.
A Doc Hendricks.
Yeah, Doc Hendricks is going to show up. Let's see. We got a question from
Let's do questions.
Question from Kinetic 615.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just me, but I've been a big supporter of Hikaru Shida in AEW since I saw her at DON. That's Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
Do you guys think she could be a star in the U.S.? Yeah, sure.
I mean, depends on how, you know, how you market her.
Yeah.
She's okay.
Everybody who's on AEW television right now has the potential to be a big star in the U.S., right?
I think everybody has the potential. If you're on TV right now, you have all the potential. All it takes is a trend to kind of kick into gear, and it's done.
What else we got here? We have from Megan W., who has more of a chance of showing up at Survivor Series, CM Punk or Ronda?
Ronda. CM Punk.
Do you think so?
Yep.
All right. Do you think he's going to show up? Will CM Punk be there?
You want to take a bet?
No.
Hot dog bet.
Hot dog bet?
Hot dog bet. I will make you a hot dog.
I
will make you. You want me to buy you a hot dog?
No. I'm not a big hot dog guy. I eat hot dogs like once a year at a barbecue, and it's got to be burned.
You want me to make you a burnt hot dog?
No.
Barbecue style.
I want you to acknowledge that CM Punk will show up via zipline.
The boyhood dream.
Boy, they're just going to recreate.
I'm like,
but then they cut to CM Punk going, I really don't want to do this, guys. And then they just shove him out there.
The boyhood dream. I would love to see that.
Any surprises at Survivor Series?
Maybe
CM
Punk.
Yeah, CM Punk.
Maybe Triple H. Listen, in reality, I think Triple H being a surprise is more of the surprise. But if Punk shows up, if Hunter shows up in that match, there's no way. There is no way that building is not screaming CM Punk the entire night.
I
don't imagine that WWE would be that dumb to put this all together. The fact that he showed up a week before Chicago. I mean, they could have waited.
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't they have waited another week to do this? Very easily, they could have said, listen, we have this whole CM Punk Chan issue. Let us get through Survivor Series and have him come back because we don't have a pay-per-view for a month. And then things will kind of slow down by then.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see him like 4 or 5 times. Everybody will forget. No, they're doing this the week before.
They're doing it, yeah.
And he's talking, you know, crap to Seth Rollins.
Right.
There's something. Maybe there's something. I don't know.
I do predict a Shawn Michaels super kick happening at Survivor Series.
You think he'll be there?
Yeah.
Maybe he's the big announcement for Team NXT.
How could
like
you?
This? He just comes out, does this?
You think he's gonna fight like in a War Games match, dude?
In a War Games match, Shawn Michaels in a War Games match.
I do think Shawn's gonna super kick somebody during the weekend because he like between him and Triple H, like NXT's like their baby, right?
Yeah.
At this point, I don't know, man. I think there's something going on with Kevin Owens. Do you think he's gonna end up going back down to NXT?
I think that's a smart bet for him. For now. Yeah, move him down there.
They got Balor already.
I think you should move a couple of these guys.
Too much.
Too much, you think?
Yeah. They got to keep. If I was going to move anybody else, honestly.
Lars Sullivan.
Ugh, Nakamura. Cesaro.
Okay.
Lars
Sullivan.
Sammy. I don't care about Lars Sullivan.
Yeah.
Sorry,
dude.
But they also have so many guys. They already have their bit. Like I said, Keith Lee and Matt Riddle and Dijakovic and Punishment Martinez, Punishment Priest are their big dudes, right?
Yeah.
And then they have, don't they have like another couple of big guys that haven't been on TV? Dan Matha.
Oh, yeah, he is a big guy.
6'9. A lot of meat. Or Generico shows up.
Let's see what else. Let's see here.
What's going on with Edge?
Ah, great question. He is in phenomenal shape, and he was looking to talk to doctors to see how his neck is.
Team NXT?
That would be hysterical. Any news on Marty? Marty's contract ends in 9 days.
Wow.
And he was in the latest episode of Being Elite. There was a photo of him.
Okay.
in Being Elite, where Hangman left the Elite.
That's right.
Because he needs to kind of regroup.
Yeah.
And
been losing too much.
And Marty was there. So I would assume Marty is getting ready to show up very soon.
That'd be cool.
You know what? That's a great addition to their roster because they need a top guy like that. Marty's going to be a big star on TV for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Where has Elias been? I think he's legit hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt. A lot of people are hurt right now. So AEW took down some Marty merch after accidentally putting it up. He's going there. It's almost time. 9 days. His contract's over.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine he'll be on, if 9 days, the 30th. He could possibly be on on the 4th, the 11th, the 18th.
On the cruise.
On Christmas, on New Year's.
There you go.
The 8th, the 15th. Any of these days is good.
How do you know his contract is up? That always boggles my mind.
That people know?
Yeah.
It's been reported.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it's your dog. I forgot your dog was sitting there, by the way.
And you thought Hogan was moving?
Yeah. Brother, I'm coming alive.
I watched the Goldbergs on ABC, and it was a wrestling episode.
Hogan showed up, right?
And Hogan showed up. But he played 1980-something Hogan, WrestleMania 4 Hogan, but as him now.
No.
So it was old man Hogan, but they had gone to see 80-something Hogan.
And he dressed him like...
No, he dressed like everyday Hogan.
Black bandana?
Yellow all day, every day. But he did a whole thing, brother, brother, brother. And then he went to that house and he wrestled them in their living room.
Yeah, dude.
So this is the second wrestling episode they've done?
Oh, Jim Cornette, what'd you do, brother?
Oh. You think they're sitting down, they're having a whole conversation, and Jim Cornette, about this?
No. Listen, brother, this is what you gotta do. Gotta let it blow over. They'll bring you back, brother. They always bring you back.
Is Arby.
Arby Dallin?
Arby Dallin, a title contender.
That's his NXT name.
I don't think he's a title contender.
No.
I think he's a great attraction.
Yeah.
Yeah, phenomenal attraction.
He's good. Like, he definitely has that it factor. And the dude has, like, a hard-hitting style also.
Yeah.
Was that your hard hit? And the way he just flew
That's
out.
That's how I kiss. Mm. That's the sound I make every time I kiss people. Mm-hmm.
The kid, like, he looks like he hits very hard. At least it looks very real. And just the way he came out of the gate against Moxley yesterday.
I saw Ethan Page murder him at Evolve.
Oh, did you?
Murder him.
Yeah.
Like, no words. He was a dead man.
He could take a lot of punishment.
He does. He does. But that's like a 20-year-old's game.
How do you feel about Jimmy Havoc?
He's older, right?
I think so.
He's okay.
Are you down with the Staplers?
You know what? Janella and Darby Allin, I put in the same category.
Do you think they should have, like, a hardcore division?
That's all they do, just wrestle each other. Mm-hmm. And Marco Stunt. What do you think of Marco Stunt?
He's all right.
What do you make of it?
Wrestling needs Marco Stunt.
Does he?
And I think Marco Stunt needs wrestling.
I
think it's great that he's on TV.
I think it's an insult to Jungle Boy that he's grouped in with him.
But he's an attraction also.
Who, Jungle Boy?
Both of them. Jungle Boy's ridiculous, by the way. Jungle Boy is going to be that AEW champ one day.
I'm trying to get more information on Jungle Boy.
Even though...
How tall is Jungle Boy?
Jungle Boy is 6'3".
No, he's not.
Luchasaurus is 9 feet tall.
I just put Marco in Jungle
Stunt
Boy.
Is your height. Imagine.
Really weird stuff is popping up.
I'm sure. I love Jungle Boy. I think the Jurassic Express is great. I think...
5'10".
I think Marco Stunt's an attraction. Like, big time.
Dude, he's 5'10", 150. He's 22 years old. Mm-hmm. This guy puts on 40 pounds. He's a big boy.
Beef.
Yeah, we got to beef this kid up.
Do you think AEW should go the route of the big man?
Every promotion needs a big man.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, like, Cody's 215.
He's a big,
he's a big guy.
Big 215.
Okay, he's 215. Kenny Omega, 220.
When Kenny went heavyweight, that guy got beefy.
He did. You know how much Moxley weighs? 235.
Yeah, big guy.
They're big guys, 235.
Yeah.
But 20 years ago, 235, like, was
X-Pac.
Austin was like 245. Yeah. Triple H was 275 in his prime, generally 260, 265.
Randy was 220, I think.
Randy was, no, I think Randy was like 240 at one point. These guys are all big guys.
How do you feel about that philosophy in wrestling? Do you think, like, yeah, you know what? Traditionally, we should get as fit and as big as possible.
You know what? I don't think – I always think this. Like, I see guys that are, like, a little bit smaller or they got soft. And I wonder, I'm like, you know what I was thinking? Like, the Young Bucks, okay?
They went heavyweight in New Japan.
They were like, lightweight, though. You look at their body and I'm like, they could look so much more impressive if they had a little bit of more beef.
Okay.
I wonder if they think that. Do they think, like, today I'll hit the gym and then they just don't get to it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure that happens. It has to be tough. It's almost unsustainable.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that we have about pro wrestlers looking all jacked up, that is an unsustainable body to keep.
Unless you're The Rock.
You know what? Pac was getting shit on you on Twitter because he didn't look as big as he did when he first debuted in AEW. And I'm thinking, do you know how difficult to sustain that body is? If you don't work out every day, you are going to get soft.
Right.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's impossible. And this guy's a monster. He looks unbelievable. People are criticizing him. You create body dysmorphia. These guys all have body dysmorphia because of this.
A lot of these guys have great physiques. But I want your opinion on, like, do you think traditionally, if you're going to be on TV, you should be as buff as human, buff as you can.
As I'm not telling you to get, you know,
roided out.
I'm not telling you to go do that, but you should be in as good a shape as you can be because it's an investment on you. Everything helps.
Yeah.
Every little bit helps. Everybody should look like Buff Bagwell.
Oh,
everybody.
No, that's too much.
What a bizarre body.
Yeah. 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 You know who is also surprisingly gigantic? Booker T.
Booker T, huge guy.
Mm-hmm.
Jacked.
Big guy. Jacked. Cody puts in the work at the gym.
Cody is a nice, natural body.
Yeah.
Beautiful, natural body.
Still big.
Still big
up top. Big shoulders, but like Moxley too, man. That guy's put on some good muscle mass.
Yeah, listen, guys, it's so difficult to sustain any kind of physique like that. When you look at John Cena and this guy's body.
I thought you were gonna say all he wants to do is eat biscotti.
I would love to eat biscotti. This guy's body has not changed at all, and now that he's more lean, people are like, oh my god, John Cena.
You're dying.
It's a he's living a healthy life.
Yeah. Do you think John Cena is going to be on Team NXT? Imagine if that's his. Oh my god. Imagine if that's a surprise.
And he comes under a different name though.
Ciampa, Dijakovic, Keith Lee.
No.
And the TBA.
No, I'm telling you who it is.
John Cena.
No. I'm on Lars Sullivan to make his return.
Oh no.
Lars Sullivan.
I'm not saying oh no because I don't like the guy. I'm just saying oh no because I don't care.
By the way, Cody. Jericho's promo was a tribute to Happy Days. He loves the Fonz, and he was doing a Fonz thing when he refused to apologize.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
The Fonz is cool, man.
Fonz is cool. Jericho's great.
Jericho, yeah, he can write his way out of anything. He can speak his way out of anything. And just like a live mic in that dude's hands is pretty magical, you know? Even now, like, who knows how many years later. And he's still got so much left to give. He's wrestling Tanahashi.
Who?
At Wrestle Kingdom. Jericho.
Jericho. He is wrestling Tanahashi. Mm-hmm. I thought you were saying that he's the wrestling's version of Tanahashi. I'm like, isn't...
Tanahashi's the wrestling's version of Tanahashi. Do you need to go to bed right now?
Look, who, me? Or
yeah, you.
Let's see. Let's give us some more questions, guys. And then we'll wrap it up from there.
We'll wrap it up.
I kind of don't want to wrap it up, but... We got a show at 5 o'clock.
What show you got?
This Week in Radio Tech.
Ah, what happened to Andrew Zarian's Food Challenge?
Andrew Zarian's Food Challenge debuts in the fall.
All right.
Next year.
It is the fall.
Next year. Next fall. What is Andrew Zarian's Food Challenge, Rich?
It's when every week you attempt to make a different hot dog for a different person. But you look at them and you say, I bet you'd like this kind of hot dog.
Sauerkraut guy?
I bet you'd like a jalapeno chorizo hot dog. And then you do your best to try to make it. But then, like, most of the time it's raw. And you look at the camera at the end of the show going, oh, no.
I want to just throw flaccid hot dogs at people. That's the show I want.
You could.
Andrew is the tramp. We knew it all along that the lady that's the lady behind him. The dog. I'm the tramp. That's yeah. That's dog.
He means you're gonna kiss that dog with some spaghetti later.
guys, give us one more question. Whatever you have. Anything we missed? ACH's issue.
I wanted to lump that in.
Fell apart to
the Cornette stuff.
Did you?
Like, just because of like, oh, here's another guy that went bananas.
He did go bananas. And you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. He had a point that I don't think. Again, you want to talk about issues here, and only if people talk, if they had a conversation, it would be a different story.
Right, right.
They had a shirt made for him that got approved.
Yeah.
I don't think the intentions were racism. I don't think there was race involved in it when it was made by this publicly traded company to sell. They weren't thinking, you know what'll really be great? A really racist shirt.
A blackface Jordan Miles shirt.
Yeah. I think what happened was it went through different departments. They gave him a sketch. He didn't really do anything. Nobody said anything. Nobody even realized that it was maybe it could be taken racist. And then he went berserk to get out of his contract.
Yeah.
The guy was sent home. He was at home to begin with. Whatever his issues are, his issues are. Listen, doing it in this manner doesn't really work.
Triple H had a conference call today where he addressed that, actually.
What'd he say?
He was saying, like, I don't get why people are doing this. If you're gonna... He said, this is not verbatim. I'm paraphrasing here. But he was like, we want to put the professional in professional wrestling. And if you go on Twitter and talk about your release or talk about your issues that you have with somebody, that is not professional. And we need to handle things in a professional way. Call who you have to call, talk to you have to talk to,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, that's done. I spoke to someone there, and they told me that if this was ever brought up, like if it was said, dude, this is really bad. I see a racial thing here.
Okay.
I don't feel comfortable. It would not have been an issue.
Right.
It would have been gone, and they would have said, oh, shit, maybe you're right. I don't see it, but okay, I get it, whatever. They would have gone. It would have gone away.
It was also the unfortunate time where as soon as they announced NXT on USA, WWE busted these shirts out. They just did not care. They were like, yo, these all the shirts are ugly, by the way.
They're all hideous.
Yeah. Most of them are hideous.
I was told that's his shirt because he has a very nice smile.
Right. That's part of his gimmick.
That was part of his thing.
Like smiling or whatever. Hall of Fame 2020, your picks.
British Bulldog.
CM Punk. Punk's a good one.
No, he's not going in. Not yet.
He will go in, though.
He will go in. Absolutely. Damian Demento. The Saskatchewan Six.
When does Jericho go
in? Tag team. When does Jericho go in? I don't know now. I think maybe when he retires, he goes in. I mean, he's an obvious Hall of Famer. Yeah. Especially in pro wrestling.
Oh, absolutely.
This guy, excuse me. He has been in every promotion except Impact. Every major promotion he's wrestled in.
I think the Impact deal was going to be very close.
It was very
close. Because Don Callis.
Yeah. Listen, he may do it. He may just show up there just to say.
Mm-hmm.
He's held a title in every, you know, major organization in the last 20 years.
Greatest wrestler of all time.
He was WCW champion.
Mm-hmm.
He was because of the whole merger thing. Mm-hmm. He was WWE champion. World Heavyweight champion. AWA champion. Mm-hmm. NWA champion. Mm-hmm. BCW champion.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm just running
CZW.
I would love to see him in CZW. Owen Hart. That's another one we could put him in.
Owen Hart's a good one.
How about the Rockers? It depends if Marty Jannetty is sober.
It's just the Rocker.
Rocker?
That's it.
Just Sean?
Yeah. Give him another one. Give Sean another. They're going to have to do another Legacy one too, probably. Like
Hunter's going to get one soon.
Hunter's going to get another one. Didn't he get one with DX?
He got one with DX.
Right.
He'll get one with Evolution, and he'll get one with himself.
So that makes three for Flair?
Flair has how many right now?
Two.
He'll get one with them too, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that'll be three for Flair. What is the most that somebody could get? I'm curious.
Flair, probably.
It would be Hunter, right? Who's been part of three major contributions to wrestling?
Ooh, Hogan.
Hogan would be what?
You get Hogan?
NWO. Hogan would get an NWO one. Mm-hmm. Wasn't NWO in?
I want to say yes.
or no? Pokemon would have two.
Oh.
Well, where would the third one be? Oh,
slamming Andre the Giant. I feel like
I teamed with Bruno, brother.
I feel like at some point they're gonna do a Legacy Hall of Fame. Like
they have it already,
and they'll do Flair again, like a lifetime, yeah, like yeah. lifetime achievement kind of thing.
NWO's you know? Not in. You're right, Scott, but Scott, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall are as Diesel and Razor Ramon.
Right.
So they'll get another one as Kevin Nash and Scott Hall, and then as
do you think they'd get one as the Outsiders?
I think they would get one as the NWO.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brother.
NWO's brother. Not in? I'm so no. shocked by that.
No.
They got to do that very soon, I think, within the next couple of years.
I love hearing conspiracy people talk about the NWO. Mm-hmm. And on YouTube, I leave comments and say, stop talking about Hogan, Nash, and Hall every time.
You effing sell out.
Yeah. They did nothing. They have nothing to do with the government.
Oh man, that's a good question. Because you have to think of like, all right, who's gonna be the female in this year, or is it gonna be multiple females this year? Who's gonna be the celebrity? Who's gonna headline? How many headliners are left? Undertaker, definitely within the next couple of years.
I thought he got one. Why do I think he has like three of them?
They're pulling back the curtain on the Undertaker.
I don't like it.
Stone Cold, his first guest is Mark Calloway, the man behind the
Undertaker.
Oh,
yeah. When does that show go up?
I don't know. Did you like being the Undertaker?
Would you like better?
Are your electrical powers created by science or are they natural?
All right. It's time to leave.
All right.
We're getting our cue. It's like a radio station. We got to wrap it up.
The Rock's not in the Hall of Fame?
No. No Rock. No Rock. All right, guys, that's it for this week. Go to our website, gfqnetwork.com. Subscribe to us. We're everywhere podcasts are available. And we'll see you all next week.
Later.
Take care.